Psalm 35, Part 1, Preface. No true follower of Christ can expect to enjoy the love and the friendship of the enemies of Christ. The disciple is not above his master. If he is a true disciple, he will be like his master and must expect similar treatment. Hypocrites and such professing Christians who conform to the world may be popular with the world, but the true followers of Jesus never were and never will be loved of the world. If ye were of the world, says the Lord, the world would love his own. But because ye are not of the world, but I have chosen you out of the world, therefore the world hateth you. Moreover, he distinctly declares that those are not his true followers who are beloved by his enemies, saying, Woe unto you, when all men shall speak well of you, for so did their fathers to the false prophets. The preacher whose preaching and practice is pleasing to the world, rendering him popular with those who are not Christians, is surely not a true servant of Christ. For no man can be the friend of Christ and the friend of his enemies at the same time. If we are hated of men for no other reason than because in word and deed we confess Christ and his truth, this should not be an offense unto us, but we should rather rejoice over it. Better to suffer with Christ and to be exalted with him than to enjoy the friendship of the wicked and be condemned with the world. This let us learn from the first part of the 35th Psalm. Prayer for deliverance from the craftiness of the enemies. A Psalm of David. Plead my cause, O Lord, with them that strive with me. Fight against them that fight against me. Take hold of shield and buckler, and stand up for mine help. Draw out also the spear, and stop the way against them that persecute me. Say unto my soul, I am thy salvation. Let them be confounded and put to shame that seek after my soul. Let them be turned back and brought to confusion that devise my hurt. Let them be as chaff before the wind, and let the angel of the Lord chase them. Let their way be dark and slippery, and let the angel of the Lord persecute them. For without cause have they hid for me their net in a pit, which without cause they have digged for my soul. Let destruction come upon him at unawares, and let his net that he hath hid catch himself. Into that very destruction let him fall. And my soul shall be joyful in the Lord. It shall rejoice in his salvation. All my bones shall say, Lord, who is like unto thee, which deliverest the poor from him that is too strong for him, yea, the poor and the needy from him that spoileth him? False witnesses did rise up. They laid to my charge things I knew not. They rewarded me evil for good, to the spoiling of my soul. But as for me, when they were sick, my clothing was sackcloth. I humbled my soul with fasting, and my prayer returned into mine own bosom. I behaved myself as though he had been my friend or brother. I bowed down heavily as one that mourneth for his mother. But in mine adversity they rejoiced, and gathered themselves together. Yea, the abjects gathered themselves together against me, and I knew it not. They did tear me, and ceased not. With hypocritical mockers in feasts, they gnashed upon me with their teeth. Summary. Though the wicked take counsel together, and the enemies devise crafty schemes to destroy the righteous, yet shall he not perish, for the Lord is his defense. And here we learn this comforting truth, that the holy angels are on the side of the righteous against their enemies. As David already in the preceding psalm said, The angel of the Lord encampeth round about them that fear him and delivereth them. Those invisible spirits who are sent forth to minister for them who shall be heirs of salvation are by no means idly hovering around them. They, as it were, form a breastwork around the Christians for their defense, and they war against Satan and his angels. When Elisha was surrounded by a detachment of the Syrian army, and his servant was in great fear, the prophet said, "Fear not, for they that be with us are more than they that be with them." And when Sennacherib thought to destroy Jerusalem, and Hezekiah prayed unto the Lord, the angel of the Lord fought for Jerusalem, and in one night slew in the Assyrian camp 185,000 men. So that proud king had to return with shame to his own country. Call upon God every morning with prayer and praise, and walk in his ways, and you will have such a strong protection that the enemy will have no power over you. Prayer. Lord Jesus, we give thanks unto thee that thou didst bruise the head of the old serpent and didst deliver us from his power. And as thou hast purchased us with thy holy blood, keep us thine own, and suffer not the enemy to seduce our soul. Let thy angel war against them that seek our soul, and drive them far from us. Amen.